Blog Talk Radio.
Church, we are the church together, and welcome, church. So good to have the church together today in the name of Jesus on this bright and sunny last Sunday of the month of January 2022. Hallelujah. We just thank and praise the Lord for each and every one of you today. Hallelujah. As Pastor Mom, who is bright and shining this morning, is about to open us up in a word of prayer. Hallelujah. Good morning, Pastor Mom.
Good morning. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
And forgive us
our trespass, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And
lead us not
into temptation, but
deliver us
this day
from evil.
For thine is the kingdom,
and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of thine own hand. Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's go on to our scripture for today. You know our favorite scripture we go to, hallelujah, and that is Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. And by now, probably most of you have memorized it. Amen. Hallelujah. But Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. And then we'll go on to our Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Hallelujah. Then we're going to hear our pearl to ponder, talking about Jesus, talking about God and his attributes and his name. Hallelujah. Because we're learning more and more about him. All right. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Let's read it together in the King James. Oh, come, let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Hallelujah. Amen. I just felt in the spirit that somebody has memorized this, and they were just saying it strong with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If that was you, let me know about it later, okay? Amen. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Psalm 34, let's read that. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we've been talking about, for over a year now, we've been talking about the name of God and finding his name from A to Z, from Genesis to Revelation. Hallelujah. We've been having a good time doing that. He has challenged us to do it, and he has not stopped that challenge. So if you haven't done it, we're going to challenge you to do it and encourage you to do it, because it is so important that we know who the Lord is, who the Lord is to us, who he is, period. And that's a lifetime study in his character and nature. Amen. So this is the pearl to ponder. Glory to God. Something for you, for us, all of us, to think about. Amen. With who the Lord is. So if you've been with us, you know that the Lord has had us in the pearls to ponder, to talk about how he's omnipotent, all power. He is all power. Hallelujah. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. Hallelujah. Amen. He's everywhere at all times. And he, last week we talked about him being omniscient. And so that means he's all knowledge. He knows everything. Amen. So, and then last week we talked about, I preached about salvation, the part of salvation called justification. And I really kind of focused on eternal salvation. And so all of these things came together, that God knows everything, that he's everywhere, and all of it came together. I had a divine appointment on last Monday. The Lord led me to go and do the laundry. And, you know, we live in a high-rise apartment building, and so we have a laundry on every third floor. And so I went to the laundry, and I wanted to go back home because it was time for Pastor Mom to get up for dinner. And so I was going to leave maybe about a quarter till five. And the Lord said, no, don't leave. I said, well, I could just hang the clothes out at home and dry them there. And he's, no, no. He said, don't leave until 4:55. And so I said, okay, I won't leave until then, you know. So the clothes still had dryer time and all that. And then at exactly, I know it because I was looking at the clock, at exactly 4:54, a young man came into the laundry room. And it actually had taken me so long to do laundry because so many of the floors, the washer and the dryer, were out. So he came to inspect the machines and I guess to repair the machines. And when he walked in, I mean, he had on a jacket that had the Ten Commandments on the side and you know, scripture on it. We began to talk. And, you know, he told me that he was a Christian. And the next thing that came out of his mouth was, he's a Christian trying to hold on to his salvation. And in my mind, it went ding, 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 ding. Okay, God, you're doing something here. This is a divine appointment. So I'm listening to this young man. When I say young man, who's probably in his 40s. And proceeded to tell me how he stopped watching TV. He no longer listens to secular music. He has, in fact, he turned up the Bible that he was listening to. And all those are good things. And I said, oh, that's real. That's good. I said, oh, you're a Christian. I said, you my brother. And I'm going on, yeah, this is a divine appointment. And I began to talk to him because it was like, God, this is an object lesson you're doing here. And I believe the Lord was letting us know that we are on the right track here, you know, to even talk about this because it is so much needed because people are feeling like they're going to lose their salvation. And so I began to minister to him and I told him, you know, that God loves us so much that he gave his son Jesus, you know, for us, and he died on the cross, and he was resurrected for us, and that our salvation, our eternal salvation, comes when we receive him as Lord and Savior. So he proceeded to let me know that he believed what God had done. It was right, and it was true, but he didn't believe that he could stay saved. He believed that if he did whatever he wanted to do, watch whatever he wanted to watch on TV or whatever, that would take him away from his salvation. And so, you know, I was just talking to him. I was talking to the Lord, you know, about that as well after we finished talking, because this is something that the Lord really wants us to attend to. It's important. It's an important thing. So I said, you know, if you do something wrong, you can ask God for forgiveness. We have 1 John 1:9. He said he will forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And he said to me, I guess he had thought about this. He said, suppose he died before he could confess his sins. And I was like, oh, man, you know. And just was pondering on this, and you know, I talked to him at that time, and then even after we finished talking, the Lord just began to talk to me, and he said that we have to trust his character and his nature, and God's character and nature is love. God is love. You know, he didn't send Jesus to redeem us. For us to receive him by faith through God's grace so that he could trip us up if we messed up. Amen. You know, we are the children of God. Hallelujah. And what he gave us, according to the scripture that says, by faith, by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Hallelujah. And so we received this gift by faith through his grace. See that he wants us now, according to his word, that he wants us to work to keep the gift and stay saved. I mean, to me, it doesn't line up with God's character and his nature. And then I've just been just thinking about this and talking to the Lord about it. And the Lord said, even before Jesus, came and was manifested here on earth, God even gave Jezebel space to repent. And Jezebel was something else. So he gave her space and he gave her time to repent before he allowed her to die, before that prophecy came forth about her dying. So how much more us who are with the Lord, that he gives us space to repent. Amen. Hallelujah. And then on top of all of that, when we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we are now free from the penalty of sin. And the penalty of sin is eternal death. And that's not salvation. That knocks us out of salvation completely. So I just wanted to give you this pearl to ponder. And I believe I talked to some people, and I know God is pricking your heart. You've been thinking about this justification. You've been thinking about your eternal salvation. Keep thinking about it. Keep talking to God about it. And the main thing is our relationship with him and getting to know more of his character and his nature. Because when I come back to speak on the third Sunday in February, I'm going to talk about sanctification. And I think that's going to help us to learn more, because during that process, he's molding us and shaping us here on earth to be like him who is in heaven. Amen. So that's the pearl to ponder. Hallelujah. I know I was kind of went into a preach, but I just felt like I just had to share that with you today, because God is doing what he's doing is real and is true, and he wants us to make sure that we are saved and we are eternally sealed in him. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. So let's hear a song. I heard this earlier today, and it just blessed me, and I just got to hear it all over again. And it's the goodness of God. He's the faithful one, and he's been good to us. He's a good God.
Your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Hallelujah. Amen. He's a good, good God, and his goodness is running after us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's go to our declarations now. Amen. Hallelujah. And these declarations, the more and more we go through them, the more and more I know that God is blessing as we declare and decree. Now, Job 22:28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. Hallelujah. Amen. And there's some dark things that are going on now. So we need some light to shine upon our way. Hallelujah. Light shining, taking away this sickness and disease that's trying to pervade, trying to be in the land, the blood of Jesus. And then Isaiah 40:8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. And that is so important to know, that his word stands forever. We're not on shaky ground. We're standing on the word of God because his word stands ever. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's say these declarations together. We're just going to say a few of them today. Hallelujah. Repeat after me. God,
God
is on my side.
He's on my side.
God.
Yeah.
Is with me now.
He's with me now.
Who can be against me?
Who can be against me?
He has given me.
He has given me
everything.
Everything
I need.
I need
for life.
For life
and godliness.
And godliness.
Therefore.
Therefore.
I participate.
I participate
in the divine nature.
In the divine nature.
In his divine nature.
In his divine nature.
Of love.
Of love.
Amen. Amen. That's Romans 8:31, 2 Corinthians 6:16, John 10:10, and 2 Peter 1:3-4. Amen. And that's what we were talking about in our Pearls to Ponder.
Mm-hmm.
The divine nature of God is love. Hallelujah. And love never fails. We participate in that. Amen. Okay, and then just one more. This is our big one and our favorite one. We love all of the decrees. This is one we've just seen over and over again. Bless us. So repeat after me.
Christ
has redeemed me.
Has redeemed me.
From the curse.
From the curse
of the law.
Of the law.
Therefore,
I forbid
any sickness
or disease
to come
upon my body.
Every disease,
germ,
allergy, allergic reaction. And every virus that touches my body. Dies instantly. In the name of Jesus.
Every organ.
And every tissue.
Of my body.
Functions.
In the perfection.
That God created it.
To function.
And I forbid any malfunction in my body.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Those scriptures are Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. And I just wanted to say a little bit about that. I like this fabric softener. I'm on laundry today, I guess. I like this fabric softener called Suavitel. I like the smell of it. And so, I don't know, maybe it was too much in there, but I clean sheets on the bed and everything, and I could tell that I was having some kind of allergic reaction to it. I started sneezing, you know, when I laid down, I could actually feel an allergic reaction trying to come. And I said, well, Lord, looks like I need to change these sheets. He said, don't do it. I'm like, don't do it. He said, well, you know, we've been declaring that no allergic reaction. And so, you know, I'm not saying all the time, but, you know, you check with the Lord on that, you know. But last night, that's what he told me. And I said, you know, I don't want to wake up with nothing going on here, God. And he said, it's all right. You all right. Go ahead and lay down. So I'm laying between these sheets. I'm loving the smell, but it's feeling kind of, you know. And after a while, it just went away. Praise God. So, you know, I thank God. Hallelujah. So we're just going to stand on the word of God as he, you know, tells us to stand on that. I know that people go through stuff with allergies. I have cousins who, I mean, just a cousin that I'm thinking about who goes through so much with allergies that she has her head wrapped up. Before anybody was wearing a mask, she was wearing a mask and gloves all over everywhere. And so I'm going to just stop here and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this word about this allergies and allergic reactions in the name of Jesus, that they will die instantly. Any kind of allergic reaction or allergies that would try to come up on us in any way, shape, or form. Lord God, we stand on your word right now in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that we will not be plagued by these, by any allergies in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, that they must die instantly in Jesus' mighty and holy name. And we thank you for it, Lord God, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Let's praise God some more. Hallelujah. Let's seal that with a praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. We honor you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Nobody can do us like you. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we honor you and we glorify you, Lord God. Amen.
About all you've done for me.
Hallelujah. That was our friend, Minister Joy Bryant. Hallelujah. And the song is Eternal Praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's say our prayer for finances. And after this, we're going to get ready to go into the Word of God. Hallelujah. Today, I won't get ahead of myself. I'm going to stay where I am in the prayer for finances. Hallelujah. But I think most of you know that we do have a guest church with us today. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, so our prayer for finance, and, you know, the Lord has given us this prayer. I guess it's been over 2 years ago, and just like our declarations, we're sticking with them. We're sticking with what he says to do. Amen. And we have seen God do some things. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. We always want to hear testimony. So if you ever want to give a testimony on what God is doing for you financially, if he ever releases you to give that testimony, like I said, we don't need to know all of the numbers and all of that. But when he gives that to you, then you can come and share it with us. So let's pray this prayer over our finances. Repeat after me. Lord.
Lord,
I commit
my finances
to you.
Be in charge of them.
And use them
for your purpose.
May I be
a good steward
of all
that you give me.
And walk in total agreement.
As to how
it is to be
dispersed.
Where I have not
been wise.
Bring restoration.
And give me guidance.
Help me
to remember
that all I have
belongs to you
and to be grateful for it.
I pray
that I will find
the perfect balance
between spending
needlessly
and being
miserly.
May I always be paid well
for the work I do.
And may my money not be stolen.
Lost.
Devoured.
Destroyed.
All wasted.
Multiply it.
So that what I have
and what I make
will go a long way.
I pray
that I will not
be anxious
about finances
but will seek first
your kingdom,
knowing
that as I do,
I will have all
I need.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. There are three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You can give via Cash App, and that is $ESLCCC. That stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. So $ESLCCC. You may also give at the door if you're here at the Heritage House, and we are in 2E. You may also mail a check payable to ESLCCC. And our address is 2800 Olive Street, O-L-I-V-E Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Hallelujah. So for all those who are sending your Cash App, who are writing out your checks, amen, who are planning on coming to 2E today. Praise God. Let's pray. And also the money that is in the basket already. Let's pray over it. Father, we just thank you. We praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for the tithes, those who are tithing today in the name of Jesus. You said that if we would just test you on this, try you on this, give this 10% of all that you've given to us, just give 10% of it, Lord. Hallelujah. You said that you would open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings. There would be too much for us to receive those overflow blessings in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for that, Lord. And you said that you would also rebuke the devourer for our sake in the name of Jesus, that we would not have holes in our pocket. Our money would not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. Thank you for that, Lord God. You have proven yourself over and over and over again. And we thank you for the overflow blessings. And, Lord, we thank you for those who are giving today. You said, given it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosoms. So we thank you, Lord God, for the overflow that's coming to us from giving today. Hallelujah. Thank you for that, Lord God. And we always stand on Deuteronomy 1, 10, and 11 that says that you will make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as you have promised us. Thank you for it, Lord God. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you glory and honor in Jesus' mighty and holy and majestic name. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God. He is so awesome. He's just awesome in all his ways. Amen. So now, at this time, we have our guest church with us. And our guest church is the Memphis Covenant Faith Church with Pastor Helen Price. And what we're doing by his spirit is that every fifth Sunday, the Memphis Covenant Church is going to be with us, Lord willing. Hallelujah. Last time they were with us was the end of October. And so we're just so happy, just so pleased, just so blessed to have them with us today. So we'll just turn it over now to Pastor Helen Price. Good morning, Pastor Price.
Good morning, Apostle and Pastor Mom. Good morning, and God bless you. I've just enjoyed the service thus far, and thank God for you and for Pastor Mom and all of East St. Louis Christian Center Church. As always, Apostle, I'm always honored, truly honored, to be asked to join with you all in service on the fifth Sunday of each month, and I thank God for you. Pastor Mom, I thank God for your prayer at the beginning. Glory to God. You sound good and strong this morning. Glory to God. I love you, my Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. And I give glory to God. And thank you. Hallelujah. Again, thank you all for having us so we could join with you all today. We've enjoyed this special time so far. I thank God for the pearls of that you ministered on to ponder today. And it's just been such a blessing. I was thinking about when you were saying about how God, it's all about God's character and his nature. And God is a God of love. He loved us so much, he gave the very best that he had to give, and which is his precious darling son, Jesus Christ. And you were, when you were speaking about how with eternal salvation, yesterday with Billy Graham, they did a documentary on his life, and he was in Bible school, going to, you know, ministry, Bible ministry school, and the most doubtful people that he encountered was in Bible school. I mean, in, you know, in wow. ministry school. Hallelujah for ministers. And one of the greatest things that they, one of the biggest things that one of the strongest students in the school and one of his friends was saying that he didn't believe in the Word of God and didn't believe that the Bible was the Word of God. And he had to go out alone with the Lord and he went in the woods and I think he laid his Bible on us and said, "Now, Lord, I need you to minister to me about what the other guy was saying and all of this, and is this your word?" And God ministered to him in such a profound way that he knew that he knew that he knew that God's word was what he said. Hallelujah. And he's taking God at his word. When God said it, God said it. He was taking God at his word. And then then that was when it was almost like the catapulting ground. That then once he found out that God's word was true and God was God, that's his character, that's his nature, God's word and who he is, when he found out that that word was true, that was all he needed. He didn't care what anybody else said, how they said it. He began to preach that word. So I thank God, hallelujah, and that's where his strength began to lie, that he began to preach God's word. So there we can find doubt and fear and unbelief and worry and all kind of things and even sometimes within the church. But we have to take God, as you said, for who he is, his character, his nature of love and kindness to us, and what he said to us is true. So I thank God for that word, those pearls you gave us to ponder. We praise God today. And now as we begin to come today, I want to ask if Joy will come first and then Amber with the word that the Lord has laid upon their hearts today. And we give glory and honor to God. So, Joy, will you come with the word that the Lord has laid upon your heart today? And I want to thank my daughters for being a part of, and, you know, because, you know, they could be doing a lot of other things, or even they could be asleep or whatever. But I thank God for them, and you don't have to, you know, pull nails or knock them or do this or whatever it is that we do in order to try to pull. I give honor and glory to God for them, and I thank God for the anointing and the hand of God upon their lives. So, Joy, will you come this day and let the Lord lead you in the word that he's given for you today? God bless you. I can hear you, Joy.
Today's message is relying on God. I believe every time we feel frustration, it means we really stop relying on God. That might sound like a bold statement to you, but think about it. God's giving you and me his Holy Spirit and his grace to help us walk through anything that comes our way. Frustration hits when we stop depending on him and trying to make something happen on our own way. Understanding this really helps me. Every time I become frustrated, I reminded myself that what I was really doing was trying to take the place of the Holy Spirit. I was trying to be Holy Spirit Junior. Do you struggle with the independent spirit when you refuse to depend on God? In essence, you're saying, "Okay, God, I appreciate that you're around, but watch me do this." Depending on God for everything may be difficult, but it's the key to the victory we need every single day in our lives. When God saves us, he didn't help us and then say, "Okay, that's it. You're on your own now." He's eternally saved us, which means if we depend on him, he will guide us and help us. In Galatians 5:16-18 in the Message Bible, it says, "My counsel is this. Live freely, animated and motivated by God's Spirit. Then you won't feed the compulsion of selfishness. For there is a root of sin, self-interest in us, that is at odds with the free spirit. Just as the free spirit is incompatible with selfishness, these two ways of life are contrary to each other. So that you cannot live at times one way and at times another way, according to how you feel on any given day. Why don't you choose to be led by the Spirit and escape the compulsion of law-dominated existence? Galatians 5:16 urges us to walk and live in the Holy Spirit. Then you will certainly not gratify the cravings and desires of the flesh. Notice that it doesn't say conquer the flesh independently. Then you will certainly not gratify the desires of the flesh. No, it says to live in the Holy Spirit. Choose to stop living independently and rely on the Holy Spirit. I promise you, you won't regret it. It says, say this prayer. It says, God, you are all I need. Help me not to trust in myself, but to put my trust in you and rely only on you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Joy, so much for that word of relying on the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Being led by the Holy Spirit. That we must trust his care. I'm sorry, to walk and live in the Holy Spirit and not be a Holy Spirit junior doing our own thing. Glory to God. We're to be led. I love that. Not being Holy Spirit junior, but letting the Holy Spirit be the one who leads and guides us. Thank you, Joy, for that word. I appreciate that. And thank God for you this morning, this morning now. And now we'll come with the word by Amber in as she's led by the Spirit. Amber, will you come forth?
Hello, everyone. My message that God gave me for today is embracing our identity in Christ. That is embracing our identity in Christ. So many times in the world, we have so many things that we can tie our identity into, our gender, our race, whether we have a lot of friends, where we go shopping. We can either tie our identity and share interests, like when we have favorite food with someone. But all those things and tie our identity into things of the world, it's fleeting. It won't last. We must tie our identity into Christ Jesus. And we must know and embrace our identity in him and must know that we are part of his royal priesthood. Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And because of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, our sins have been removed, and we have been restored to our original design as the image bearers of God, who are created to rule and reign on God's behalf. 1 Peter 2:9 says, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." Because Jesus is royalty, we are royalty too. We are members of God's royal family. And we are, and since we are a part of God's royal priesthood, we are also his heirs. It says in Romans 8:17, "Now if we are his children, then we are his heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ." An heir is a person who inherits or has a right of inheritance to the property of another person. Because we are children of God, it says that children are typically always heirs to their parents. As your parents' child, you are trusted with the ownership of what belongs to your parents. And we have that same right with our Father God and Lord and Savior. And I have a list of ways that we should identify in Christ. But before I do, I did some research on another royal, which is Queen Elizabeth. And it is, some of the things are funny, and it says, "It is surprising perks that only Queen Elizabeth is allowed to enjoy." Just to let you know what the difference between how royalty is. The first thing it says about Queen Elizabeth is the queen needs no license to drive. It says the Queen of England is the only person in the UK and probably the entire world who can legally drive without a license. She doesn't even need a license plate or a number plate. The second thing is she doesn't even have to have a passport. That's because all UK passports are issued in the Queen's name. And, but other parts of the royal family do need to have a passport. It says that Queen Elizabeth celebrates two birthdays. Her official birthday is on April 21st, and her second one is celebrated on the second Saturday in June as her official royal birthday. She also has her very own private poet. This position is given to a poet whose work is well recognized, and he is expected to write poems commemorating special significant occasions. She also has her own ATM machine provided by Coke, one of Britain's most exclusive banks. The private cash machine is installed in the Queen's basement of the Buckingham Palace. And also, she owns all the swans in the River Thames. All unmarked swans in the open water belong to the Queen. She also all the dolphins in the British waters belong to her as well. Also, no bill can be passed to form a law without her consent. It says that to turn the bill into any actual law, once it's proposed, it must be passed by through her with her approval, and that is called royal assent. And she also can opt out of paying taxes, which she hasn't done that. She's been paying since 1992. And also, she can never be arrested. The Queen can never be persecuted because she enjoys sovereign immunity. That means she is protected for life. The Queen and her entire family are spared from all freedom of information requests. That means that they don't have to give anyone access to their information. And finally, the Queen also has power to have knights. Knighthoods are typically given to those figures who have made contributions to the British society, and the individuals knighted are decided by ministers. So that's just a little bit to show that being a part of royalty, you automatically have different things that you're not held to as regular people are held to. And that's the same thing as we have in Christ. In our identity in Christ, we have things that set us apart in Christ Jesus. So some of the ways that we have that our identity is in Christ is we must know that we are blessed. God has given us the greatest gift of all, himself. And we must make a habit every day of reflecting on his great blessings every single day and thanking him for it. We must know that and be confident that God himself is with us, he's loving you, and working everything out for the goodness in our lives as we trust him to do so. Psalms 1:1-3 says, "Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, whose leaves does not wither, whatever they do prosper." 2 Corinthians 9:8 says, "And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work." We must know that in the royal priesthood, God appreciates us. God notices and appreciates every good choice that we make throughout our lives. We must always exchange grumbling for praying, competing for celebrating, and we must replace any and all bitterness for thankfulness. 1 John 3:1 says, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are." Zephaniah 3:17, "The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice with you with singing." We must know that we are also reconciled. We have reconciliation with Christ Jesus in our identity in the royal priesthood and within him. It says in Colossians 3:13, "Bear with one another and forgive one another. If any of you has agreements against someone, forgive as the Lord has forgiven you." So just as we have been reconciled, we must also forgive others as well within the royal priesthood. And Ephesians 4:32 says, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ forgave you." And we must also know that in our identity in Christ, God hears us. We are heard. God always hears and responds to our prayers because we are connected to him through Jesus Christ. We must feel free and confidently express our thoughts and feelings to God at any time, and we must know that he hears us. Jeremiah 29:12-13, then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. 1 Peter 3:12, for the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. In 1 John 5:15, and if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we answered him. And we are also gifted, that our identity, part of our identity is being gifted by God. God has given each and every one of us special abilities within the kingdom of Christ, in the body of Christ. It says in Ephesians 2:10, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. In 1 Peter 4:10-11, each of you should choose whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever. Amen. And lastly, we must know that we are loved by God. Part of our identity in Christ is that knowing that he loves us. Part of our royal priesthood, we are loved. We must know that God loves us so much. It says in 1 John 4:7-11, dear friends, let us love one another. The love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God shows his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This love, not that we love God, but that he loves us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. So I pray that today and every day we will know our true identity in Christ, not what the world tells us we are, not what we think we are, or anything like that, but we will know who we are in Christ, and the part of, that we are a part of his royal priesthood. And I pray that a part of being a part of God's royal priesthood, we should feel royalty, like royalty every single day. And a way that we can feel like royalty every single day is that we should always take time to dip into God's word every day. We must also pamper ourselves each day as well. Put your feet up and watch your favorite television show for an hour. Give into God's word. Exfoliate. Pamper yourself. Walk around in your favorite plush robe for 30 minutes and just lounge. We must have the spirit of regality each and every day. So I pray that God's royal spirit of regality will be upon you today, that you will know that you are his and that you are loved. God bless you all.
Glory to God. Thank you so much, Amber. I thank God for that word that God gave through you today about embracing our identity in Christ. I thank God for that. And I just love the things that those points that you gave about Queen Elizabeth, about needing no license and no passport and all those things that are afforded to her because she's royalty. And then you went into our identity. And I thank God for that, all of the many things that you shared today, that we're blessed, we're children of God, we're reconciled, God hears us, we're gifted by God, we're loved by God, hallelujah, and that the spirit of royalty is upon us. Thank you for that word. I give glory and honor to God for that word today and for your word. Again, I thank God for both of you, for you and Joy. I thank God again for Joy's message on relying on the Holy Spirit, being led by the Holy Spirit, walking and living in the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. And that we're not Holy Spirit juniors, but we're to be led by the Holy Spirit. And I thank God for that, for both of you all sharing what the Holy Spirit had put up on your heart today. I pray that it truly would be a blessing to the hearers, the ones that have been listening to the word today. I give glory to God. I want to ask if Apostle has the song about the one-minute song that she introduced me to, if she's able to play that one during this time, Apostle. Let the words of them. Yes. Would you play that one for me, please, as we go into another part of this, to the message that the Lord has given to me?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. God, we thank God for that song today on Let the Words of Our Mouth and Let the Meditations of Our Heart Be Acceptable in Thy Sight, O Lord, our Strength and our Redeemer. And that's from Psalms 19 and verse 14. As I was preparing to be prepared for today, as always, we always seek God's face as to what does He want to do. But what's on your heart? What's on your mind? What do you want to say today? And I was between two particular messages that the Lord was laying upon my heart, but I didn't get clarity until even through the night last night. The Lord said, go this way. I want you to go this way today. And I thank God for it. We've been ministering in this past week. On one of the services that I was involved with, we had been ministering about the different words that are used in the Bible for praise. He said, no, don't go that way this day. He said, I want you to go back what we had a time that we've been participating with the Point Fellowship, which is with my brother, Pastor Herbert McCoy, and he's the pastor of the church. And his church for the past month of January had been ministering on stewardship. They've been ministering on stewardship, being a good steward of what God has given unto us. And Pastor Herbert, and the Lord said, now go this way. I want you to go that way. I want you to go back, and don't have to preach the whole message, but it was still, he said, there may be somebody that was not on Friday. There may be somebody that was not on that I want to encourage, and even for it to be in the archives of Get 'Em Radio to be able to have about even now, the good stewardship, about being a good steward of the things that God has blessed us with. Glory to God. My amen. Brother, Pastor Herbert, amen, he began by encouraging during the month of January, he began the month by encouraging each one of us to be good stewards of what God has given unto us. And the first point that he ministered on was that we're to know and to understand that God is the owner of everything. God is the owner of everything. Psalm 24 and verse 1 says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Now, listen, we're only going to go about 15 minutes. I'm watching my clock. It's 12:07. And we're going to go about 15 minutes in this message. So just, you know, and even what I'm glad about is that it's being recorded. So we will give the scriptures, just like I was trying to write down some of the scriptures that Amber and Joy were sharing. But I have a good blessing that I can go back and listen to the archives of what they ministered on. So I'm going to be giving a lot of scriptures, but let it begin to, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Just let it minister to your heart. And if you want to go back and get the scriptures, you can go back on the Get 'Em Radio archive of the messages and begin to get it and get the scriptures if that's your desire. Glory to God. So Pastor Herbert, and I said again, he began by encouraging each one of us to be good stewards and good managers of what God has called, has given unto us. And the first thing is, he said that he wanted us to understand that God is the owner of everything. In Psalm 24 and verse 1, it says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. But when we begin to think that everything belongs to God and that he's calling us to be good caretakers, good stewards good managers of what he has blessed us with on this earth. That's why you'll see a lot of people who are now, where when you look around and they talk about the weather and the doing things, I think even genetically, without having it genetically modified or harming the environment. You're environmentalist, and they will tell you about what you can or cannot, you know, should not do in order to keep our environment going forth. And so we have to understand that this is something that everything belongs to God. In 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 7, it says, what have you that was not given to you? If then you received it from someone, why do you boast as if you had not received, but had gained it by your own efforts? Another translation says, who made you superior to others? Didn't God give you everything you have? Well, then how can you boast as if what you have were not a gift? Hallelujah. That is such a profound scripture in 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 7, because it shows that everything that we have comes from God. I've seen a lot of pride in my life. I've seen ones, even as a pastor, that we would try to want to be a blessing to somebody. And as a church, and I would hear somebody say, "I got mine now. Let them get theirs," because we wanted to be able to be a blessing to somebody. But do they not realize, and did they not realize, that everything that we have, God has given us, whatever it is? We can't take pride and boast and have prideful things and any kind of abilities, talents, the money, whatever it is that we have, God has given it unto us. And until I used to think about when Joy was a little girl, and I'm not going to try to go off track, I'll stay on, but when she was a little girl, and the Lord would bless me to be able to get her all kind of dresses, and we would travel and different things. And one of my son began to make fun of the dresses that she had. He just liked to kid around, but still it affected her. And I said, girl, you better enjoy this so that nothing will stop on you. And then even with the travel, you better enjoy this time. I know we're traveling, but enjoy it. And then there was a time when some things seemed to dry up. And then even where the travel was concerned, I've seen that in my lifetime. And not only just for my children, but for others. You know, where some things have an ability to change. Well, our every good and perfect gift comes from God. Every good and perfect gift comes from God. So then, as we begin to talk about this for the month, Pastor Herbert and his deacons, Michael White and Deacon Curtis Smith, they minister on being a good steward, a good manager of all that God has given us. That is, of our assets that God has given us, of our money, our time, our means. Hallelujah. So when Pastor Herbert asked me to minister on that Friday, and immediately, the Lord said, Helen, you will minister in the area of stewardship on the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts. That God wants us to be a good steward and a good manager of the words of our mouth and of the meditations of our heart. Our key scripture for this time is Psalms 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. The meditation of our heart, saints of God, is vitally connected to the words of our mouth. And those words, when spoken, will ultimately affect and frame our lives. That is why the words of our mouth is one of the weapons of our warfare. Some of us in our walk in the Lord are closer than we know to what God wants us to walk in, to have, and to do. And God is encouraging us to be good stewards and managers of the words of our mouth and the meditations of our hearts so that we will not hinder or sabotage ourselves with the words of our mouth. In fact, God gives us a challenge. He's given us a challenge. There are so many challenges that they have. Here's one more. God wants us to pay close attention and locate and place ourselves by seeing what is coming out of our mouth. Hallelujah. What's coming out of our mouth? You'll know where your heart is at by what comes out of your mouth. We will know where our heart is at by what comes out of our mouth. So as you listen to what's coming out of your mouth, you'll say, I've got to be a better steward of the meditations of my heart, because what comes out of your heart will begin to come out of your mouth. So first, let us cover the meditation of our hearts. It's very important in this year of 2022 and the decade of the 20s that we be aware and mindful of what we think and meditate on. And not only in 22 and the decade of the 20s, but even that this may be, it might be 400 years from now, and somebody comes across the archives of the Get 'Em Radio. And when they come across those archives, they'll come across and begin to listen to one of these messages. And God is saying that we've got to be aware and mindful of what we think and meditate on. Because our words will not only locate and place us, but they can keep us from God's very best for our lives. God wants us to manage and be a good steward of the meditations of our heart. But why, saints of God, do we need to be a good steward and manager of the meditations of our hearts? Why? Well, first of all, Jeremiah 17:9 says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? We would think, oh, I got a good heart. But God says the heart is deceitful. There's a lot of deceit, deception, and sometimes delusion that goes on in the heart. In Mark 7, 21 through 22, it says, For from within the hearts of men come evil thoughts. That's Mark 7, 21 and 22. It says, for from within the hearts of men come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, wickedness, deceit, debauchery, envy, slander, arrogance, and foolishness. That's what comes from a heart. That's why we've got to be a good steward and manager, because in the heart, there are things that will come from the heart. And in Matthew 5:27 says, you've heard that it was said, do not commit adultery. But Jesus said, but I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman to lust after her has already committed adultery with her in his heart, in his heart, in his heart. So we have to say, that's not my thought. I'm not going to be over there. That's not my thought. Hallelujah. We must guard our hearts. Hallelujah. We've got to be able to guard our hearts. And in Proverbs 4 and verse 22, it says, guard your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. Guard our hearts with all diligence. That means we've got to be like a watchman over our hearts, over what we allow in it, what we meditate. It says, let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable to God. We've got to let them be acceptable unto him. We must guard our hearts, not just in the area of romance, because many times we think about guarding our heart, not having our heart on the sleeve, but to be able to guard our hearts that not every Tom, Dick, and Harry, Sue, Sally, and Jane will come up and affect our hearts. But we have to guard our hearts against deceit, deception, delusion, all of the things that God says that can come from the heart. We've got to guard our heart. Matthew 15:18 says, but the things that come out of the mouth come from the heart, and these things defile a man. Again, it says in Matthew 15:19, for out of the heart come evil thoughts. So the heart can think, has evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony and slander, lying and slander comes from the heart. These are what defile a man, but eating with unwashed hands does not defile a man. That's why God tells us in 2 Corinthians 10:4, it talks about the weapons of our warfare. They're not carnal, they're not fleshly, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. We are to cast down. We're talking about being a good steward, a good manager of our heart. We're to cast down and pull down every perception, every proud and haughty thought that is not of God, and bring every one of our thoughts into obedience to God and his word. In Ephesians 4:23, and we got to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. When God is talking about the heart, you know, we think about the soul of a man, the soul of a man or woman. And we say it's the mind, it's the will, and it's the emotions, the mind, the will, and the emotions. Well, in our heart, when they're talking about the biblical heart of a man, we're not talking about just that pumping thing that goes on inside of us, but it also involves the mind, our thoughts, our will, and our emotions. So that's why in Ephesians 4:23 it says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. It says in Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to this world. This is where we become a good steward. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. This year and in our lives, we've got to locate ourselves. And we've got to see is our mind renewed. Because you'll know, because when it begins, whatever begins to come out of our mouth, we'll begin to say, oh, sister girl, a brother man, we need some work done in the heart. We've got to be a good steward and begin to be a good steward of the things that we have going in and out of our heart. It says, then you will be able, it says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what is the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God. Again, Psalms 19:14 says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. That's why God tells us in Joshua 1:8 that we've got to meditate day and night in his word, observing to do according to all that is written therein. Then we will make our way prosperous. We'll have good success. And then we've got to be mindful and careful about what we hear. As a good steward of our manager of our heart, and of the words of our mouth, we've got to be mindful of what we hear. For whosoever has, it says, take heed, therefore, in Luke 8:18, how you hear. For whosoever has, to him shall be given, and whosoever has not, from him shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have. God tells us what to think on, what to meditate on, and how to hear. He shows us how to be a good manager. He shows us how to be a good steward, even of the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart. He tells us in Philippians 4:8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things, and I believe that this is a special word for this year, we're going to have to be good stewards of what we think on. He said, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Remember, God wants us to think on, now it just can't be one aspect of it. It just can't be true, but it's got to fulfill all of it. What's true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, has virtue and any praise. God says as a good steward and a good manager of the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart, we've got to think on these things. And then we must also remember that we've got to be careful to walk in forgiveness as God has forgiven us. We need to really go into Matthew in that 18th chapter, the last verses of the 18th chapter of the man that wouldn't even forgive. He was forgiven of much, but he took the man that owed him something and took him by the neck. God has forgiven us of so much. How dare we go and not forgive others of their trespasses against us? Hebrews 12:15 says, looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. He said in the TPT Bible, watch over each other to make sure that no one misses the revelation of God's grace, and make sure that no one lives with a root of bitterness sprouting within them, which will only cause trouble and poison the hearts of many. Do you know you can poison a person's heart? Do you know that we can poison another person's heart through the words of our mouth? Because we've got a meditation in our heart. It's been poisoned. We've allowed things to come in that don't need to stay in our heart, and then we spread that thing out. I know you all know the story that I told, and I'm going to tell it again. It says the story, and I'm watching my clock. The story is often told of the most unusual punishment that a priest was assigned to a woman for her sin of spreading gossip. It says that the priest instructed the lady to take a feather pillow to the top of the church bell tower, rip it open, and let the wind blow all the feathers away. This probably was not the kind of punishment this woman or any of us would have been used to. But the punishment didn't end there. After she had ripped open the pillow and let the feathers blow off all over the city, he told her to come down from the bell tower and collect all the feathers that had been scattered throughout the town. The poor lady, of course, could not do it. And that was the point that the priest was trying to make. Once a person talks about someone, the words fly from one person's mouth to another, just like these feathers flew in the wind. Gossip is one of the offsprings of the root of bitterness. There's a bitter root going on, and so it begins to come forth in gossip. When a person detracts from others in their speech, malicious words infect and affect and are scattered abroad and divide people, sometimes for many days, months, and years after they are spoken, because they linger in people's minds and pass from one talebearer to the next. Remember that the word of God talks about in James 3:6, the tongue is a fire, a world of wickedness among the parts of the body. It pollutes the whole person. That's the words of our mouth, can pollute the whole person and sets the course of his life on fire and is itself set on fire by hell. That's why God again tells us to be a good steward, a good manager of the words of our mouth. And again, to guard our heart with all diligence, for from it flow springs of life in Proverbs 4:23 again. Then in Matthew 12:34 it says, for out of the overflow of the mouth, the heart, the mouth speaks. Matthew 15 and verse 11 says, a man is not defiled by what enters his mouth, but by what comes out of it. Mark 7:20 says, Jesus said, what comes out of a man is what defiles him. Hallelujah. So we've got to be careful about the things that we begin to speak on or to meditate in our heart that will eventually come out of our mouth. The Holy Spirit, by his precious Holy Spirit, is having us to be aware and to keep in the forefront of our mind and of our memory that our tongue and the words of our mouth are like the rudder of a ship. The words of our mouth will steer the direction and the very course of our life and even the lives of those around us. Here you've got it says in James 3, behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold, also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet they're turned about with a very small helm. It said, even so the tongue is a little member and boasted great things. Behold, how great a manner a little fire kindleth. So God is going to have us to be aware this year and throughout this decade and to have in our heart and in our mind that we're going to be good managers of what goes in our heart and what comes out of our mouth. Because it says the tongue is a fire, world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature and is set on fire of hell. And the word of God says in Proverbs 6 and verse 2 that we're snared by the words of our mouth. We're taken and trapped by the words that we speak. Don't be caught by the words of our mouth. Let us not be caught. God wants us to know and to be aware that his words, he wants us to speak his words. That's why it's important that we renew our mind. We fill our heart with his word and with his word, so it'll begin to come out of our mouth, because God's words have created power, and our words also power. Glory to God. Now, listen, as we go, and I only have about 4 more minutes. I've gone a little bit over the time, but I have to say this because this is one of the points that God wanted to bring out. Before I do, I want to say that again. In Hebrews 11:3, it says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. The whole world was framed by words. See, that's why we've got to be a good manager and steward of the words of our mouth. We said why we have to be a good manager of our heart, because it will affect our mouth. It says in Psalms 33:6, by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and all the stars by the breath of his mouth. Psalms 33:9 says, he spoke and it came to be, he commanded and it stood firm. Now, this is the last part. God wants us to become the prophets or the spokesmen of our own life, by speaking over ourselves in agreement with him and his word. That's how you're going to be a good manager. We're going to speak in agreement with God and in his word. We went over, as I ministered on this, Ezekiel 37. And as we went over Ezekiel 37, we saw how God took Ezekiel and set him in the midst of a valley of dry bones. He put him right in the middle of it. Then he took him on a journey around those bones to let Ezekiel see the condition of those bones, how they had been dry, they had been scattered, they had been there a long time. And then God asked Ezekiel the question, can these bones live? I always like to say Ezekiel could have been erudite and scholarly and try to give God a profound answer. But no, Ezekiel's humble words were, Lord, you know, glory to God. Then God told Ezekiel to prophesy and speak his words over those dry bones. He told him to prophesy, speak in line with his word, speak what he wanted him to say. That's how we're going to be a good steward, a good manager. We're going to begin to speak what God says about it, not what the situation looks like, not what our how it may look like it's going to be. I heard one man say, don't call the dog if you want the cat, and don't call the cat if you want the dog. Don't call, we're the word of God says, even now let the weak say that I'm strong. No matter how it looks, no matter how it feels, we want to set ourselves in agreement with God's word. When God told Ezekiel to prophesy over those dry bones, he told him to prophesy three times in Ezekiel 37, in verse 7, 9, and verse 11. First, he prophesied and spoke God's word and called the bones to come together with muscles and skin. And now there was a valley full of formed dead bodies in the valley who were not breathing. Secondly, God told Ezekiel to prophesy and to speak his word to the four winds so that those bodies would breathe, live. And they stood up on their feet and became a great army. But then they were hopeless. So the third time, God told Ezekiel to prophesy, speak his words to his people to address their hopeless mindset so that they would once again have hope and an expectation that God would restore them in every area and bring them back to their land. I got about a minute. Sometimes God will always allow us, like Ezekiel, to see and not hide from us the condition of some very bad situations in our lives, like in our marriage, our friendship, on our jobs, in our schools, in our bodies, in our finances, even in our very own mind and in our church. And he will ask us the question like he asked Ezekiel, can this marriage live? Can your friendship live? Can your mind be restored? Can situations on your job change? Or in your body, your finances, your church, your school, your cities, your country? And we must be like Ezekiel. And we must say, Lord, you know. Then as we listen, God will give us his words that we're to speak over each situation, no matter how hopeless it may look or how long it's been. Glory to God. As we close today, remember that God wants us to be good stewards and managers and to be mindful of what we meditate and think on, because there's a great connection between our thoughts and the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart. He wants us to continually cast down every vain imagination, every high thought, every perception that will try to exalt itself against the knowledge of God and his word and promises to us. He wants us to be able to think on things that are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report and virtue. And we can simply say to every negative thought, that's not my thought. Hallelujah. I agree with God and his word. Remember that God wants us to be the prophet of our own lives. He wants us to speak in line with him and with his word, to frame our lives so we will walk in and have and do all that he's called us to, and we will not hinder or sabotage ourselves with the words of our mouth or the meditations of our heart. We thank God for this time and for this word of being a good steward of the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart. I want to thank God for Apostle again and Pastor Mom and all of East St. Louis Christian Center Church of us inviting us to participate with you on this particular fifth Sunday of January. Now I'm going to turn it back over to Apostle Kizzy so that she can lead ones to Jesus Christ and begin to call forth the service to the end of the service. Apostle Kizzy is back in your hands. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we thank God for all that he has done this morning through the three of you. Praise God. We know it was all God. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word through to Joy about relying on God. Hallelujah. And as I listened to that, I really took that personally. Amen. Relying on God and thinking of the times where I have felt frustrated and, you know, what that really meant, that frustration. And then just thinking about when I did turn my mind and my mind to God and look to him, then all of the frustration just disappeared, like, because it was just like a smoke. It was like smoke and vapor in the air, you know. It just went away as soon as I relied on God. So that was such a good word and a confirming word and a word that we want to remember, you know, especially anytime it gets frustrating.
anytime, you know, waiting in a line and that's frustrating, you know, putting our mind on the Lord. Hallelujah. And speaking of being in a line, I can recall being in a line and, you know, feeling like, would they come on? And then I stopped thinking about that and start thinking about the Lord. And somebody would walk up and open up another line and usher me over to a brand new line. So, you know, God is, he's just great like that. And then with Minister Amber, embracing our identity in Christ, I just really like the way how God just had her to put that together and, you know, looking at our identity and looking at ourselves as royalty. And, you know, I kind of like to watch things with Queen Elizabeth, so that was really kind of fun to me to listen to that. And just very interesting in light of what's going on with, who's it, Prince Andrew these days. It's just very interesting. But just hearing all of those things that she can do, and because she is the Queen of England, and then looking at, you know, what we can do as the children of God, just a beautiful word, and just, you know, at the end, just such a balance of putting that all together. Yes, we do. We have our identity in Christ. And yeah, we still can put our fluffy robe on and our fluffy house shoes on and watch a movie. And we are still the children of God. And so I thank God for that balance, because sometimes, you know, I've seen people who are just so, if I can say that word, super spiritual, that they don't seem to be enjoying this wonderful life that we have with the Lord. Amen. So thank you very much for that. So just a balance in all of that. Thank you. And then with Pastor Price, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable. Just a awesome word still. You know, I take everything personally with the Lord. I woke up, I think it was maybe it was yesterday, and it was this, I was kind of feeling like a little down or something, and the Lord brought that scripture to me about think on these things that are lovely, that are kind, that have a good report. And I mean, I just started singing this wonderful new song that I've never sang before, and it just completely changed my whole attitude and the atmosphere all around me. Hallelujah. So I was just blessed by that. Amen. We're going to open up the lines in a few moments, and you can be able to make your comments on it, on, you know, what our ministers and pastor prayed today, or the word that came through them today. But first, we want to pray the prayer of salvation, tell you about the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, and then we'll open up the lines. Hallelujah. So, amen. Now, what I love about the word of God, you know, and he talks about the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart. And the words of our mouth are so very powerful that the words of our mouth is what helps us to be saved, to be born again. When we see in Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth, there's the mouth, the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart. So here we go with the heart and the mouth. Amen. It's so very important. In that scripture, Pastor Price said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And isn't that awesome that the word redeemer is in that scripture as well. Hallelujah. And so it's the what's on our heart, the meditation of our heart, what we believe in our heart is what causes salvation to come or not come. And what we confess out of our mouth, the words of our mouth, hallelujah, causes salvation to come to us. Hallelujah. Causes us to be saved, causes us to be redeemed. Amen. Hallelujah. He is our Redeemer. Praise God. And so let's pray the prayer of salvation, believing in our heart the Lord Jesus and that God has raised him from the dead, and then confessing with our mouth, saying a prayer, hallelujah, and receiving Jesus as our Lord and Savior. So repeat after me, dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I believe. You died for me. And God raised you.
From the dead.
I ask you. To forgive me.
All my sins.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Be my Lord. And be my Savior.
Show me your way.
And help me to follow you.
And now I know.
According to the Bible.
I am saved.
I am born again.
I'm redeemed.
I'm justified.
I'm righteous.
I'm your child.
I rely on you.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. If you prayed that prayer and you prayed it for the first time, you are saved. You are born again. You are redeemed for real in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we pray over you right now that the Lord will fill you to overflowing with his Holy Spirit and with power and seal you with his Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And give you the power to walk right, to live right, to do right, to be right in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because we can only do that by his Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy Spirit Senior. Not Holy Spirit Junior, right? Minister Joy. Amen. By his Holy Spirit. And we thank you for that, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer before, you are born again, and you prayed it again, you were just practicing and getting ready to lead somebody to Jesus. He's going to send somebody to you. It may be a cousin. It may be an old friend. But he's going to send somebody to you who needs to be saved. Amen. And you are ready to lead them in the prayer of salvation. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. And now we'd like to invite you, because we want you to learn, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, we want you to learn more about your Lord and your Savior. Hallelujah. And so the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts can help you to do that. So we invite you every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, we have church here. The same number. All of our broadcasts are the same phone number, 516-418-5699. And so we meet every Sunday. Pastor Mom is the senior pastor of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, and I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. So every Sunday, we invite you to come to church, hallelujah, and be a part of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where you will learn more about your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and you will grow as well. Praise God. Now, on Mondays, every Monday, we have a Bible teaching, and we have our Dr. Lorraine Navarro, and the program is called Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You'll learn so much. Then on Tuesdays, we have prayer, and we call it Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Every Tuesday, we have four people to volunteer to pray in tongues. And as they're praying in tongues, God gives us the interpretation. And after they finish praying, we just share our interpretations. And they are getting they're just awesome. Hallelujah. The Lord will give us some of the same scriptures and word-for-word interpretations. So we know that we know that we know that God is speaking. Hallelujah. And then and that is 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, every Tuesday. Same phone number. And then on the second Wednesday of every month, so you need to mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm. The second Wednesday every month, we have our healing service. And with the healing service, we have the healing community and Elder Philip Harkey and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey. People are getting healed. Hallelujah. Delivered, set free. Glory to God. And so that is the second Wednesday of every month, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And the next one will be February the 9th, which is right around the corner. Hallelujah. So Wednesday, February the 9th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And please invite your friends, your family, your loved ones. And if you're in need of healing, call in as well. Praise God. Then on Thursdays at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, we have the Thursday edition of God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio. Hallelujah. And this February coming up, by the Spirit of the Lord, we haven't done this before, so it's going to be very interesting. We're going to do, hallelujah, I can't even say it, so I'm going to let you be surprised. But we're going to do something new in February, so we will see you. Glory to God, on Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. We're going to have some fun, and we're going to do what the Lord says do. Amen. So we will see you in February. Praise God. On Thursday evenings, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. So now we'll open up the line. Hallelujah. And if you all want to make any comments, questions, or you have any prayer requests, please let us know. Amen. The first one that we have, and Pastor Mom, we're saving you for the end for your closing remarks and closing prayer. Amen. No, we're going to go back to, excuse me, we're going to go to Pastor Mom first. Are you looking for something, Pastor Mom? You are just very serious over there. Did you want to make any comments? Because we're going to have Memphis Covenant Faith to close us out today, if that's okay. Did you have any comments today? You want to say anything about them preaching today?
Yeah, it was very neat, very nice is what they said.
It was nice and neat.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Amen. Amen. All right. We see you. Anything else, Pastor Mom?
No, you ready to close?
No, we're not ready to close yet.
Okay.
Okay, so you want to close today. Yes? I'll let them make comments and you close, okay? Because you look like you're ready to close.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, any comments, questions, or prayer requests? We see Minister Rachel, you're number one key has been over an hour. Did you want to say anything, or you just happened to press the button?
Oh, yes, I wanted to say something. Lord, have you on ready.
Amen.
I just thank him that we are in a season that we are to build one another up on our most holy faith. And I just thank God for what was said. And I'm glad that I can go back to the archives and play it again. God had me looking up some words, accessible, reachable, and what is the other one, Lord? I'm going to look up obtainable and understandable. And all this is so such a blessing because he's reachable because of what Jesus did on the cross for us. He's accessible. We can always come to him because we need him at all times. I was trying to tell my children, I'm going to keep on telling them, yes, they got to go to God. Yes, they got to talk to God. They got to allow him access. They got to be accessible for him to access their lives.
Yes.
Make time for him because he loved them, and may he give them wisdom on doing that. Even if it's like 1 minute, you know, they dedicate time to the Lord. I just tell them to pray because we love them.
Amen. Amen. That's good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's good for children and all the children of God. Amen.
Yeah. Because we got the victory. God kept having me to wake up and sing and stuff like that. And as I sing, stuff cannot touch me. I don't feel no more symptoms when I sing unto him. And he's been giving me new songs because he's so worthy. The words been coming out of my heart because he's so holy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's merciful and mighty. I'm in here with the baby because he told me to take the baby out of the room. And I had the baby for a while so that, you know, Renee can rest and stuff.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I thank him for being my friend. And I keep hearing for the Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with his peace.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
So we are encouraging each other. Iron sharpening iron. Oh, I love y'all. And I know I love Pastor Mom. And may God keep y'all all strong. I don't want to hold up the line too much.
Okay.
Amen.
All right. We love you. We just thank God
for you.
Okay, love you. Amen. Pastor Catherine, good to see you on this morning. Welcome, Pastor Catherine.
Well, praise God. I just want to say good afternoon to Apostle and Pastor Mom this morning, and also to New Covenant Church this morning. I missed the first half of the team this morning. I always enjoy all of them, but I just enjoyed Pastor Helen once again, and I just what really kind of stuck with me this morning was the prophesying that she brought up this morning in Ezekiel, how they prophesied to those bones, and I just every time I hear her minister now. I know that God is really doing some things on the inside of her. And I just say new doors are opening right now in the name of Jesus. I just see her team just going someplace. I don't know where they're going, but I pray that I could continue. As I always say, I pray my eyes will be able to see it in Jesus' name. So I just want to thank all of you. I can't wait until next month, Apostle, because I know you got something new for that too. I always enjoy the surprises that you always bring up. So God bless you all, and may God continue to use you all for his glory. Love you all.
Amen.
Love you too, Pastor Catherine.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much for wonderful comments. Hallelujah. And, well, some people have gone on, but we have a couple who's on the line. I'll just say your name, Pastor Mark and Minister Mary. Praise God. We're about to close. If you wanted to say anything, open your line just for a moment. If the Lord leads you to say something, your lines are open. Praise the Lord. Right. Somebody moving around. Okay. Well, praise the Lord, you guys. Amen. Good to see both of you on the line this morning, and all of you. Hallelujah. Hello, Minister. I think that's Minister Faye. Good to see you this morning as well. in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to close. Pastor, I see Pastor Price and Minister Amber are still on the line. I don't see Minister Joy, but did you guys want to say anything before we go? Any closing remarks?
Glory to God. We just want to thank God. I'll let Amber go first, and then I will, and because I know Mama's about ready to go and get ready to, it's going on, what do they call it, 1 o'clock? And so we thank God. But I'll do this real quick, and then Amber, if you have something to say. Again, Apostle, I thank God for us having this fifth Sunday joining of our services together. It's always a blessing. We're always so honored to be with you all, and we thank God. We thank God for every word that was spoken. And I thank God for the special encouragement by Pastor Catherine in Jesus' name. And Pastor Mom, we love you. And Apostle, we love you. And we thank God for each one of you. Amber, is there anything you'd like to say before I turn it back over to Pastor, to Apostle?
Yes, I'm also so honored to be a part of this service today in the joining of the churches. And I truly thank God for Pastor Grandma and Apostle Aunt Barbara and this has just been such a blessing. I thank God for speaking through us, and I pray for much strength for Pastor Grandma, that God will strengthen her in her body and continue to keep her so she can do mighty things in his kingdom. And I truly say I thank you all, and God bless you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you all so much. And Pastor Catherine said, you know, the team is going to go out and God's going to open doors. And I thank God that East St. Louis Christian Center Church is a door that God has opened for Memphis Covenant Faith, for the Memphis Covenant Faith ministry team. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
And thank you all so much. He just really blesses through all of you. Amen. Hallelujah. And Joy is probably cooking. Amen.
You know it. You know it.
Amen. I understand her life well. Hallelujah. Mom?
Yeah, you heard.
You ready for you? Yes.
Okay. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to
present
you
faultless
before the presence of his glory and to the only wise God.
Yes.
And be glory and
majesty
and power both now and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank God. Hallelujah. Mom's eyes just went to the right place, and we've been praying for her eyes. Her eyes are better. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise and glory. Hallelujah. Amen. So thank you all so much. Good to see all of you today. Amen. And we just pray that you all have a blessed rest of the day. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Have a blessed rest of the day. Love you.